Chapter 55. Celeste thought her baker, Peter, had been looking more tired than usual. "I haven't seen Ruth lately," she said. Ruth was Peter's wife. Sometimes, if she came a little later, or when Ron came with Keats on Sundays, Ruth would be in back of the counter. Peter would be doing his last round of baking in the back. "Her hip has been bothering her more lately," said Peter. Celeste took in this information. There was a degree to which she performed this analysis on people continually now. She did it with Duane. She did it all day long. It used to be more physical. Celeste would take more note of how erect one's posture was. If there was a hint of a limp or a listing in one direction or another. That had been in her nursing days. Now the social worker and nurse had merged into her. Back in the eclipse, Celeste steered toward sunrise. She was the first to arrive. Celeste enjoyed the quiet early time in this area that had taught her to feel safe. She could see buds forming on the trees. Crocuses were up. If it weren't for her allergies, she would have stopped to smell the air. But the little tickle of pollen let her know that it was there. Celeste winced as she got out of the eclipse, which sat quite low. She'd been playing stick with Keats, and he had tugged with a strength that she hadn't seen before. It had jolted her. Celeste thought that 10 years ago, she would not have even noticed it. She was doing a radio interview at lunchtime. It was a local station that had a set of revolving hosts, one of whom was the local minister at the Methodist Church in Hackleburg. He was asking Celeste to explain in detail what an adult daycare center was. It was part of her new outreach campaign. 4 months into the job, and Celeste was now asking Heidi what the cutoff limit was on the number of clients she could service. She had determined that with the help of the state grant, she could not see why they would not be at capacity. Franklin Fevel was one of those unfortunate names that made one want to giggle when they put it together with the appearance of the man. He was, to say the least, persnickety. He was also kind. Celeste had learned that she would never really be accepted as a townie by the old-timers. Angel was now, because she had gone to grade school here. Celeste felt melancholy for a moment. Angel, who was now living in Salem, Massachusetts, and learning to become a witch or something. Just when Celeste thought she was getting it together, she fell in love. Salem was where the boy went to college, an art school from where he would graduate next year. What was she thinking? What about her career? Reverend Fevel placed a large black microphone in front of her face. It was a rather ominous looking kind of phallic thing for him to thrust at her face. She looked over at Franklin as he fiddled with the extension arm that held it in place. She stifled a chuckle. Franklin slid in back of his much smaller silver and black desk-mounted microphone. "Just act like we're talking naturally," said Franklin. Celeste looked at the full microphone and said, "That's fine, Frank." Fevel began. "We are with Celeste Tuck today. She is the director of an adult daycare center that is worth hearing about. What is an adult daycare center, Celeste?" Celeste looked over the top of her mic, along with being a way for people who are in the twilight of their lives to feel a sense of community and engagement. It is a way to bring some much-needed relief to their caregivers. The conversation proceeded, and Celeste found that after being initially startled by the microphone, she was at ease, except for one time she bent over and clunked it with the tip of her nose, and that made a sound in the earphone of Fevel and caused him to give her a little brushback wagging of his fingers like a whisk broom. She was not telling Ron about that. At the conclusion of her segment, Fevel said, "Celeste, that was wonderful. Would you like to do three more?" "Minutes," said Celeste. She had some experience from youth and working on a film crew. She thought this would be a same thing, only more simple. "Three more shows, Celeste," said Franklin, who then adjusted his collar and felt warm.